Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Brothers and sisters, get on those phones and call in for KBOO, because we need your money. Praise the Lord. Here we go.
The song's called Typical. It's about all you masculine punks out there. This is KBOO Portland Live Radio, 90.7 FM. You better start calling in, we're not going to fucking play anymore. Oh, just that, you're not going to call in, right? This is listener supported, remember? This is Poison Idea, live down here.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM. That is also 101.9 FM in cable, www.citr.ca. And my name is Aaron, and we start things off with Poison Idea from a brand new reissue on TKO Records. This was one of the bonus tracks off of it. Darby Crash rides again, and the track we heard was called Typical. And yeah, on the Kings of Punk record, People Know It, which came out 1986, but that was recording from 1983 on a Portland radio station during a fundraising drive, as you can tell. And we just finished our fundraising drive, so thanks to all who donated. You still can just go on the website, and if you want to donate to this show, just go to Generation Annihilation and pledge how much you're going to. But yeah, the station itself raised over two grand, and Generation Annihilation raised about a good $500 of it, so that's pretty impressive. So, yeah, if you'd like to hear something, 604-822-2487, that is 604-UBC-CITR, and like I said, Poison Idea, typical from the Darby Crash Rides Again vinyl reissue on TKO Records. And yes, Darby Crash, legendary singer, the late legendary singer from The Germs, and we're going to hear The Germs here in Generation Annihilation.
Following the bygones. That's what it's all about.
Come on. bury you. We will 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 bury you.
Broken up to me, remembered what I used to be. Xerox personality, shit without identity. On Friday nights they go to parties, everyone they know is there. They laugh and talk again, and stretch with paddle whack and wonderwear. Once you try and break the norm, a follower can't shake the form. Stay the stick and stay the crap, always talking behind my back. Copy of your friends, your friends, your friends, your friends. Superstars get the fame.
No compromise, no compromise.
Let's see that for any name.
No compromise, no compromise.
I don't need to attack the stars.
No compromise, no compromise.
Look in the mirror and see how old they are. The people thought they had a slick, but just have to say something. Now they know we're on the rise. Just get back and late for a compromise. Gonna make them halfway, no way, don't know why, don't know how. We got the brand now. The superstars get the fame.
No compromise, no compromise.
Wrecking back the money made.
No compromise, no compromise.
I don't need to attack the stars.
No compromise, no compromise.
Look in the mirror and see how old they are.
We'd like to take a moment to thank businesses who have made generous donations to FundDrive 2011. Thank you to Fortune Sound Club,
The Cobalt,
Lotus Land Tattoo,
Restricted Entertainment,
and Sanitary Electric Tattoo Company for helping us continue to provide quality alternative programming from 2011 and into the future.
We'd also like to thank our volunteer sponsors, Philo Foods and Ethical Bean, for keeping our volunteers sated and caffeinated.
We here at CITR cannot do without your support, so thank you. If you'd like to donate to CITR's Fund Drive 2011, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca/funddrive today. Get up, stand up, get up.
And yes, it's not too late. You can still donate if you'd like, and we'd really like you to. And yeah, I've already noticed a few things up here, a few new additions to the station. The turntables do have new cartridges on them, and that's a plus because, we play lots of vinyl on here, and we like it to keep it in the best condition as humanly possible. And I've also noticed a couple new pairs of headphones, which is a good thing, too. We're running kind of low. I think we got to get a new online server for our playlist because the damn thing keeps crashing. And I've decided to handwrite mine out today. But you will see it on the Generation Annihilation website later on. www.generationannihilation.com. So, yeah, thank you. Thanks to all of those. Thanks to all of those. Thanks to all of you. All of those who donated to CITR Radio and Generation Annihilation in our fundraising drive that just happened. And what happened in that last set is we heard a set of LA Punk, and we started off with the Germs from their complete anthology on American on Slash Records. We heard a track called American Leather that was from the classic GI record going back to 1978. Followed with a Danger House classic reissued again on Danger House, the Deadbeats, Kill the Hippies. And then we heard from the Weirdos, Weird World from Frontier Records. We heard the title track, Weird World, on Frontier Records, like I said. And another classic track from the classic Fear the Record going back to 1980 from Fear. We heard a track called Getting the Brush. And a couple reissues came out this year, vinyl reissues on Slash Records. And we heard two other Danger House acts from the Danger House Volume 2 release. We heard The Bags, We'll Bury You, and Rhinos 39 with a track called Xerox. And we're going to get into a band right now from Victoria, British Columbia. They played here last weekend. I was burnt out and I didn't make it out, but they are the Mutated Earthlings. Here we go.
Awesome work. Could be worse.
Still got hands, split them up. have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
From November 1st through 10th, come to the Rio to catch Johnny Depp in his latest Hunter S. Thompson incarnation in The Rum Diary. Midnight movies at the Rio include Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, November 11th, Buffy the Vampire Slayer on November 18th, and Team America, World Police on November 25th. The Rio does more than movies. Catch Sarah Sleen in concert November 23rd, or laugh your pants off at Paul F. Tompkins performing live comedy on the last of the month. For more information, don't forget to check out riotheater.ca/schedule.
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and that was the latest from the Authorities, Kung Pao Agogo, and it is on Get Hip Records. Get Hip Records out of, where are they out of? They're out of, Pennsylvania. And also in the set before the Authorities, we heard the Freeze, Doctor Strange Records reissue Token Bones, and Idiots in Happy Hour, and that one was originally on the Not So Quiet, or the This Is Boston, Not L.A. LP. And before that in the set, we heard from Government Issue, They Know, from their self-titled reissue in Doctor Strange Records, originally going back to 1986. Angry Snowman's in the set before, Horror Christmas, Angry Snowman's from Victoria, B.C., great band, they do a lot of Christmassy covers in the punk tradition, and I thought I'd mix that one in, kind of half Halloween, half Christmas, Horror Christmas, originally called Horror Business by the Misfits. And we follow with another Victoria act, starting off the set, the Mutated Earthlings, their self-titled release, and we heard their track called the Mutated Earthlings. So it is about 12:32, 12:33. Right about now, we're going to get into the latest release from the UX Vileheads, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, and here we go, UX Vileheads.
I'm like a lost dog. And you start to figure it out. Thinking AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
All right, the show you're tuned into is Generation Annihilation, and we got a little bit more than 15 minutes left to go on the show here. And in that last set, we started things off with the UX Vileheads out of Sweden, Hardcore 12, their latest on Adult Crash Records. We heard a track called Figured Out. And we heard the latest from Vacant States, Local Acts, Don't Care from the Fill the Void release, 12-inch on Deranged Records. Don't Care is the name of the track, and you can read about Vacant States in the latest edition of Discorder magazine, which is put out by CITR up here. Out of Baltimore, Maryland, Deep Sleep followed in the set from the Turn Me Off release. We heard a track called Live Forever, and that is on Great Mistake Records. And after Deep Sleep, we heard from the Burning Suns, Reduced to Reality. Take Cover is the name of the track. It's new on Mystic Records. And Code Black out of Saskatoon followed. Code Black is the name of the release. The name of the track we heard is called Amazing Suns. And we went over to Calgary, Alberta with Crystal Mess afterwards from the Worms of the Earth release. We heard a track called Cannon Fodder. And we're going to squeeze a few more in on the show here with some Legion. Here we go.
Walking by, it's engage, over.
All right, we'll be engaging.
Roger, go ahead. I can't get them now because they're behind that building.
This morning, close to the next station.
Know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR, and three crust acts in that last set, followed with a Legion out of Toronto, Ontario, the final days on Schizophrenic Records. The name of the track is called It Just Gets Worse. Followed with Disgust from the Power Corrupt CD, Another Day, A Day in Hell, and that is their split with Extinction of Mankind. And we followed with Infect Propaganda from there, and Now You Die, full-length release on Crasty Ass Records. The name of the track we heard is called Zero Hour. And yeah, we got Power Chord up next real soon. And yeah, just like to say, as far as on the subject of metal, if you have much more music, you might want to check out a fine show. It's called What is it called?
Evolution.
Metal Evolution. That's right. Thank you, Ron. I saw the first two episodes last night. Have you? You've been seeing it, have you, Ron?
I saw it. It's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, I. Yeah.
He did himself.
Incredible. Yeah. Jeez, I just watched the second episode, but the first one was so good. He talked to everybody from Ted Nugent and Iggy Pop to Wayne Kramer from the MC5. There's great footage from the MC5. Talked to Rob Halford, Bruce Dickinson, and yeah, you know what I really enjoyed about A Headbanger's Journey is there was a lot of stuff under my nose that I didn't really understand before. I didn't really get it, but until I was shown this last night. But those early Black Sabbath records, those are in fact. In fact, some jazz beats that the mighty Bill Ward is playing. So yes, definitely check it out, Metal Evolution. It's on in a couple hours, and I've got a PVR, and if you have that luxury to set your PVR to tape it if you're not going to be around, or yeah, download it like a lot of people do. Download stuff. I'm sure it's up there for download. But yeah, it's an incredible documentary. At least the first two are, and I'm sure it's just going to get better and better. It's 11 episodes in the series, and it's called Metal Evolution by Sam Dunn. So yeah, really cool. And we're going to leave you with a little bit of metal right now. We're going to leave you with an act called Speed Wolf. Name of the release is called Ride with Death. Hell's Headbangers record is the name of the track, and we're going to hear a track called I Am the Demon, and that'll take us into Power Chord, which is up next. And yeah, before I go, I thought I'd mention a show at Funky Winker Beans next Saturday, a very cool punk rock show with the Strugglers, Car 87, Bishop's Green, and the Sound City Hooligans. So yeah, that's Funky Winker Beans next Saturday. So yes, this is Speed Wolf with a track called I Am the Demon. Stay tuned for Power Chord. Here we go.
Yourself, no one left to heal you. Welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron, and I've got...
Mistress of Metal.
Yes, and we are back. I guess we had a lot of preemptions and stuff. Andy did the show last week, but we're going to catch up on a lot of great metal out there.
Yeah, we've kind of been off the charts almost for a month.
Yeah. God, hard to believe. Anyway, I want to mention again what Aaron was mentioning. There's a great show you just have to catch. Sam Dunn and his, I can't remember his cohort, whoever wrote a lot of the metal,
Scott,
the Headbangers
Scott
Journey.
Scott
McFay or something like that. I'm sorry, Scott, if you're listening.
I've never seen what he looks like.
Yeah.
Or have you, I don't know.
But anyway, Headbangers Journey, Iron Maiden, Flight 666, Rush, you know, all the movies he's done. He's decided to go even more into depth into the history and everything to do with metal. It's called Metal Evolution. It's on Much More Music. Now, the thing is, you said it was on today, but I think it was on yesterday.
Yeah, it's on again today. You know,
oh,
Much
cool.
More Music just repeats. It's
okay,
on at,
so...
It's on at 2 and 3 today. The first episode's on at 2. The second episode's on at 3. Much More Music.
Yeah, so they're playing the first two hour episodes, like one after the other.
And then
after
what?
That,
and then it's every Friday
every
night.
Every Friday night, yeah. So 2 and 3 today. Definitely check it out. Otherwise, look on the net. he interviews like everyone you could possibly imagine, from like Bruce Dickinson, you know, Lemmy, Halford. But then he interviews he does interviews with psychologists, talking about, you know, like what it does to your brain when you listen to metal. And
well, he's got to bring in his full education too, because yes, he's a smart guy.
It's, I think it's great because it really shows people who maybe even aren't into metal why we love it so much, and why they should love it too.
Another way of looking at it, I mean, I know a lot of people that like hard music that don't like blues and jazz, and it shows perfectly how jazz and blues basically was a big influence on the early metal scene. And
Yeah,
you don't see this thing under your nose. Wait a minute, that... that drum beat for The Wizard by Black Sabbath, that's actually a jazz drum beat.
Yeah, a lot of people forget about that, the jazz and blues is huge in the metal. Like,
yeah,
we wouldn't have metal if it wasn't for those, the chords.
Oh, exactly. Well, hey, I'll tell you one band you wouldn't have if it weren't for jazz's Megadeth.
Yeah.
I mean, that was what intrigued me about Megadeth when I first heard them, when everyone was going nuts on Metallica and Kill 'Em All, and then we got the demo of Megadeth, and we were just blown away, like going like, what is Mustaine doing here? This is incredible. It's like mixing like jazz with metal. It was,
which,
like,
we're going to play some songs from their new album, 13, yes, today. Because I love this album.
I can't
get it out of my CD player. So
yeah, you know, it's really weird. It's like, when they were first announcing the Megadeth album, they were saying it's like Countdown to Extinction, and I really do like the album, but I tend to go more for the older stuff when they were a little more hardcore. That album, they started to get into their sort of niche. They got a bit of, you know, I don't want to say radio, but a little more, you know, melodic, and it's cool what they were doing. But this album just seems to encapsulate everything. It's heavy. I don't know. I just really, really like this album. I can't even figure it out because I've talked to people going, I don't understand what you're talking about. I loved the last album, and I loved the last two albums too, but there was something about a few songs here and there that I just thought were kind of duds, and that for me sort of made it not quite as great an album. Like, for me, an album is great when the whole album is good, and I'm an album person. The state of the world these days a lot of times is song oriented. Well, I'm still an album person. I love albums.
Well, it shows definitely the talent of a band.